I want to speak to Alex Atwood from the SDLP. Alex Atwood, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Did you study the new arrangements? According to Carl Nicolline, they are in line with what was agreed.
Well, not only do we study the new arrangements, the SDLP worked with Stephen Agnew to craft and propose the clauses in the bill that dealt with opposition. So Carl Nicolline is barking up the wrong tree, because we showed our craft in developing legislation that put in place opposition. But what Carl and the UP, their partners, don't address is the fact that 3 months ago, the five parties in the Assembly, the five big parties, working with the then Speaker, came up with a model to facilitate opposition debates. And now, 3 months later, following just two opposition debates, the DUP and Sinn Féin yesterday, without offering any argument, can you imagine that? After 3 months, when something was agreed across the five parties with the Speaker, yesterday two of the parties, through weight of numbers, without offering any argument at all, not one argument, because I asked them, why do you want to do this? And why do you want to undo what was agreed unanimously 3 months ago?
So what do you believe you're entitled to? Paint the picture of what you're entitled to.
So what was agreed by the five parties unanimously after proper consideration just 3 months ago was that there would be what is known as opposition debates in the chamber, essentially probably meaning an opposition debate proposed by the opposition parties once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you say probably meaning.
Well, look, it would have been, the indications were that it would have been once every 2 weeks. Indeed, it could have been a lot more than that because, as I say, even in the last couple of weeks, we've now had two opposition debates. And it's clear that Sinn Féin and the DUP are fearful of the power of the voices of dissent and opposition in the Assembly, immediately try to close that down and to reduce the amount of opposition time on the floor. Now, Sinn Féin and the DUP may be rattled. Sinn Féin and the DUP might want to throw their weight about. But what we and the Unionists, I think the Alliance, I think what other people in the Assembly will do is try to be creative, positive, constructive. We saw that yesterday, Frank. There was a motion passed in the Assembly proposed by the SDLP, agreed with the Unionists in advance, that outlined ambitious proposals in respect of childcare for our young people aged 0 to 6 and for their parents and for their families. And I think the DUP and Sinn Féin looked at the rigour and scale and ambition of what we proposed and say, we don't want to hear any more of that, let's close it down. So it's not a good thing, because weight of numbers has never been the way the business committee has worked in the Assembly. It has always been weight of argument. But the DUP and Sinn Féin, saying that they won the election, are throwing their weight around, look a bit rattled, look a bit fearful of the potential of opposition. But that won't derail us in what we are trying to create up there.
They could easily argue, of course, that they're going with the rules of the opposition bill, based on the enhanced speaking rights for the opposition. And if I quote it, it says, enhanced speaking rights means more speaking rights than a member of the opposition would otherwise be entitled to on the basis of numerical size in the Assembly, and includes a minimum of 10 days per year set aside for opposition business. 10 days per year is not as much as you're expecting.
Well, first of all, as I say, when all the options were considered by the five parties and the then Speaker, after mature debate, based upon the principle of consensus, just 3 months ago, the DUP and Sinn Féin, the SDLP Alliance and the Unionists all agreed that opposition debates was the model that we would deploy in the life of the next Assembly if any party decided to go into opposition. I think what happened then was, as Martin McGuinness said, he publicly said that nobody would go into opposition. He said it numerous times, and then they got a bit of a shock when, after proper consideration, parties did decide to go into opposition.
But are you now regretting going into opposition, considering you're going to have so little speaking time?
No, far, far from it, because the opposition is much more than the fact that the DUP and Sinn Féin are trying to close down the voices of opposition and dissent in the Assembly. The opposition is going to be a much greater wider vehicle than the attempt by the DUP to close it down. And we'll demonstrate that, as we did yesterday, good authority on the childcare issue. We'll demonstrate it in other ways. It's not, of course, only the SDLP, the Students' Alliance Party. Also at the Business Committee a couple of weeks ago, ourselves and the Alliance of Students proposed that the smaller parties, the Greens and the People Before Profit, each with two members, that they should be given the opportunity to speak earlier in the assembly business rather than at the end of the queue. And when we proposed that, the DUP and Sinn Féin again said, no, they can stay at the back of the queue, at the back of the bus, and if they get an opportunity to speak, so be it, but we'll not enable it to happen early. So, you know, we have a society in the North that came out, the politics came out of democratic struggle, it came out of the right to dissent because there's so much dissent from, and those fundamental values are not going to be derailed by the narrowness, by the fearfulness, and by the rattled character of the DUP and Sinn Féin. So,
but Alex Atwood, you know, you're suggesting there that they're not meeting the requirements of the Good Friday Agreement. Power sharing is off and running, and it's being shared between the two largest parties that are on opposite sides of the fence, the DUP and Sinn Féin. And the electorate has stated that the SDLP and the Ulster Unionist Party wouldn't be as powerful as Sinn Féin and the Democratic Unionist Party.
Well, unlike some others, those who try to usurp our democracy through violence and support of violence are those who try to undermine our democracy by not supporting partnership and power sharing. The SDLP have always accepted the will of the people of Ireland.
So you have to accept that you're back, well back from pole position at the moment.
Oh, and that's the will of the people of Northern Ireland, and we accept that. We wish it was different, but there's no issue about us accepting that. But we've also got institutions of government that need to give voice and space to all those who are part of the institutions, even if they're not part of the executive. And the DUP and Sinn Féin and all the parties and the then Speaker had an approach, and now that has been derailed. And it does beg questions if the DUP and Sinn Féin are really comfortable with an opposition, that having anticipated nobody would go into opposition, now they seem a little panicky. But that's their business. I think it does say something about the character of their parties. They don't, that they renege on a deal done with all the parties after mature conversation 3 months ago, just after two debates. But what we'll see going forward is an opposition that brings forward craft proposals, that is more rigorous in its accountability of those in government, that does try to stretch the limits of our democracy so that the needs of the people are fully lived up to. There was, of course, another example when the DUP and Sinn Féin decided that they wouldn't sit together in government, in the Assembly. So here we have institutions across the world in these islands where government parties sit together, yet the DUP and Sinn Féin sit apart. So on one hand, FM and DFM rushed to the sound of clicking cameras on multiple occasions, and that's fine, but they won't rush into the chamber and sit next to each other. So all of this is all a bit not the way our democracy should be best shaped, and I think the DUP and Sinn Féin have questions to answer, but it won't derail us.
Okay.
The strategic decision to go into opposition, working within the institutions of the agreement, we will stretch and develop and grow that as best we can in a way that I think will have great resonance with our people.
Okay, Alex Atwood from the SDLP, thank you. Robin Swan is with the Ulster Unionist Party. Robin Swan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
There'll be people listening to the programme who without doubt will be saying this tastes like sour grapes.
Far from it, Frank. Far from it. I think Alex is actually right when he says that the DUP and Sinn Féin got a taste of what opposition could be on Monday and Tuesday, and they're now scared of it. And they're moving every opportunity they have to try and stifle that voice.
Well, they're adhering to the rule. They're adhering to the rule. It was agreed that there would be a minimum of 10 days per year set aside for opposition business. They're only off and running. So surely they'll give you the 10 days before the duration expires.
Frank, this is where we come into the technicalities of the opposition bill. The opposition bill allows for a change to standing orders to give us 10 days of opposition debates. Those standing orders haven't been changed yet. So what we were working on at this minute in time, as Alex said, was what was agreed by the previous speaker and the five parties 3 months ago, that an interim measure would be put in place until standing orders were changed. And as soon as the DUP and Sinn Féin had the first opportunity to renege on that agreement, they did. And those changes haven't been made to standing orders. So at this minute in time, if we move away from what we previously agreed, there is no provision, either under law or under standing orders, that allow for those 10 days, opposition days, as a minimum. And I think, you know, Alex is right here. They're scared of what they've seen.
Yes, but it's inevitable that whether they trigger this now or trigger it in a month's time, it's the way it's going to be. You're getting 10 days.
Yeah, I know, Frank, I think you said it there, in a month's time or whenever. The unfortunate thing with the opposition bill, and something the Ulster Unionists actually wanted, we wanted the opposition bill to be delivered through Westminster rather than the Assembly, because we were fearful that this would happen. It's now in the hands of the DUP and Sinn Féin to trigger the change in standing orders and to bring about the 10 days for opposition debates. At this moment in time, they are playing with the power that they have to stifle the voice of opposition, because they are scared of what we're saying.
You know, you can hardly blame them if they are the two leading parties, that they adhere to the rules as opposed to maybe the spirit that you're looking for.
Well, look, the spirit was actually in place with the unanimous agreement of the five parties in the last mandate, but until the rules, as you talk about, were changed and put in place and standing orders, that we would go with this selection method that we're currently using. And, you know, 1 week after the mob are in, they want to change it because they're scared of the opposition bill, you know, the opposition voice coming to the floor.
Part of the problem, of course, for you and the SDLP, and to some extent for the Alliance Party, is going to come across to the electorate that the parties who have most MLAs, the Sinn Féin Party and the Democratic Unionist Party, that they're trying to get the work done, whereas you guys are sniping little terriers at their heels and holding them back.
I don't think that's fair, Frank. If you look at the two opposition motions we actually did bring, the first one was to ask for a manufacturing strategy for Northern Ireland, something that was actually asked for by manufacturing NI and Unite the Union, so both sides of the manufacturing workforce and employers in Northern Ireland wanted a stand-alone manufacturing strategy outside the economic strategy. That was our first opposition debate, to ask for that to be put in the programme for government. Now, straight away, DUP and Sinn Féin have voted it down. So why they talk about consulting on a programme for government, they've already decided that a standalone manufacturing strategy won't be in it. So to me, that's the purpose of opposition. And it's not sniping. It's actually to give a voice to the stakeholders who aren't at the government table, who aren't at the executive table. This motion wasn't just the voice of the Ulster Unionist Party and the SDLP. This was the voice of manufacturing NI and Unite the Union. And Alex referred to earlier on the motion that was carried, an opposition motion that was carried, which, you know, if the government were able to agree to it, it obviously wasn't sniping. And that was the one that the SDLP brought forward in relation to the provision of childcare. So this isn't sniping. This is about constructive, positive opposition, something that we want to provide in this place.
Okay. Robin Swan of the UUP, Alex Atwood of the SDLP, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to the SDLP and the UUP for making spokespeople available. There was no one available from Sinn Féin or the DUP on the issue.